He replaced his documents in the case and closed the latches.
In a moment, I'm going to press a button on this datapad. This will begin a 5-second countdown and transmit an automated signal to someone still active in the Department of Corrections who believes very strongly that you should be in charge of the Alliance. This person has set up an automated code that will be transmitted from a secure and unimpeachable control computer, the seat of government power, which will tell this prison's computer that it is now experiencing a poison gas attack and has been cut off from all relief or reinforcement by a Yuuzhan Vong assault.
He shrugged.
My employer thought it was only justice to trip the Jedi with their own cord.
And at the end of 5 seconds, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. And let me say, it's a delight to hear the legitimate leader of the Galactic Alliance talking baby talk.
She frowned at him, both because the remark was inappropriately personal and because there were still unresolved issues. But this leaves me where you are, with guards and armor between me and freedom.
At that point, it's all up to my employer. I can assure you, though, that immediately after Boom Boom, I will no longer look as I do now, will no longer be carrying the identicard with which I entered this facility, will no longer have even the fingerprints or retinal patterns of Tavarkin. Oh, by the way, bear in mind that most of the Boom Boom power is headed toward you.
The false attorney pressed a button on the datapad.
5.
Dalla stared at him. He wasn't moving.
4.
Then she understood. He was playing Blink, a classic game of children, thrill-seekers, and military tacticians the galaxy over. Every species, every culture knew Blink, sometimes called Swerve, sometimes named after particularly belligerent local animal species. It followed the same basic set of rules. 2 land speeders, 2 military vehicles, 2 athletes would hurtle at each other. A move that, if it were to end in collision, would be at least very costly, at worst an example of mutually assured destruction. One usually would change direction an instant short of disaster. The other would win. Dalla could not help but grin.
3.
On the tabletop, she drummed her fingers.
2.
To his credit, the false attorney never looked nervous. But as the milliseconds counted down, as Dalla's internal sense of alarm rose, he sat there grinning at her. And then suddenly, he was gone, ducking below the level of the table. Using her free hand, the one not drumming fingers in a show of nonchalance, Dalla yanked herself down and slammed into the floor.